guys. We've got to move past yesterday's game very quickly. As I said yesterday, it was unacceptable the way that we played. We've got to focus now on the New Orleans Saints on a short week. It's Wednesday afternoon, or actually Wednesday about noon in terms of our preparation for the New Orleans Saints. We'll have a practice this evening in getting our guys indoctrinated into the New Orleans Saints. And with that, I'll open it up for questions. Daryl?
Yeah, Coach, could you talk about the, you know, after thinking about the line and so forth and how y'all might move forward there?
Well, we made some changes in the lineup, not only in the line, but on the defensive side of the ball as well. We will continue to evaluate everything. When you've played like we've played, especially the last 4 weeks, you've got to look at all options. And I felt like the moves helped us in some areas and hindered us in others. So we will continue to tweak the play time of our players as we move through these last part of the season. We've got to get a combination where we feel we give ourselves the best opportunity to win.
You talk about Zeke Mata. I think that was his most extensive action.
It was. Zeke got some snaps in the secondary. Schrader got some snaps playing in the offensive line as well. I thought Zeke did a nice job. He had some plays on special teams. It's always good to see young players show what they can do when they get their opportunity.
How much stock do you put in the players like Anton Smith who will go out and be productive? You know, there were some reserves on the other side.
I thought Anton showed some explosiveness when he got the ball in his hand, and I think it's going to be imperative that we try to get him incorporated into our offense. You saw his speed and his ability to make people miss. So he's a guy that should and deserves some touches by what he did on Sunday afternoon.
And is Jason Snelling back with the team after his brush with the law?
Jason Snelling is back with the team, and he will be available to the media in the open locker room after practice.
Has Peter's Konsa made a pretty good year last year? Has he regressed in your
Well, we made a switch on Sunday in terms of move some guys around. We were trying to put our what we felt like was our best five through our evaluation. We didn't get the production that we'd like. Our quarterback got hit three times. He got hit early in the ball game after a fairly fast start and moving the ball down the field. We gave up two sacks, and it knocked us out of field goal range. So, you know, Peter was playing a different position, the position that he had played last year for the most part. And it was a combination that we put out there. We ended up changing it as the game progressed.
Do you feel like Mike was the top influence on your John Abraham, Mike Peterson? Do you feel like you've got the veteran leadership in the locker room?
Yes, I do. I really believe that. I think right now this is a football team over the last 4 weeks that has not handled momentum changes extremely well in ball games. There's been a number of examples of that where we do something on offense, turn the ball over, next two or three plays we give up explosive plays, give up a touchdown, and our special teams has contributed. Just like yesterday, we had a blocked punt, and we've not handled that very well. And it's my responsibility, it's not the players in the locker room, it's my responsibility as the head coach to make sure that our guys are prepared and motivated to play.
Coach, do you think just the offensive line just has never really been able to develop that continuity or those avenues of communication this year?
I think that it is a factor, but it is not an excuse or a reason. We've had a number of guys playing at different positions of any unit on the football team. It's the one that you would like to see have the most continuous guys playing because they have to work together. So, we haven't had that. We've had a different lineup quite often, guys playing in different positions. We haven't been productive, and now we as coaches have to make decisions and put the best guys out there that we feel give us the best chance to win.
I guess Joe Holly was one of the few linemen who played all the snaps on offense. How did he do?
I thought Joe did a nice job at the center position in the ball game yesterday from my evaluation of watching the tape on the flight home.
Mike, with all the frustration, Jimmy, you've had in recent weeks, you mentioned a couple of positives. Are there other positives that you have seen that maybe really impressed you for the future?
Well, any time that you got a number of young guys playing, and we have a number of young guys that have had a lot of snaps, you've got to be impressed with some of their performances. Worlow has done an outstanding job. He had another game of double-digit tackles, which has got to be impressive. That's three games that he's gone out and played extremely well. Our corners have gotten lots of play. Our defensive line, we've had young guys playing on the defensive line. So those are the positives for the future. But, you know, really when you talk about the future in the NFL is the next game. And this game on Thursday is really about as far as you can look as a coach.
You've had a pretty remarkable run success-wise as an assistant with the head coach coming in this year. Is it the toughest stretch you've had?
Absolutely. Never experienced this many losses in a row. It is a tough stretch. But, you have to continue to work hard, stay focused, and work to win the next game, because that's the only way that you stop this streak, and the streak right now is way too long in our opinion.
But you also, I guess, in a sense, have to guard against burnout, right? With your assistants, and at some point you can't, not to say that you guys are here to plow the board, but still, it's 6 games left.
Yeah, we have 6 games left in the season. I know this. Our work ethic won't change. We'll probably work harder over these next 6 weeks, and we've worked since we've been here. We've got to get this turned around. There's a standard and there's expectations that we have as a coaching staff and we have as an organization, and through this first 10 games we have not come close to what we're capable of doing.
Coach, the defense just seems to have fallen off 900 yards in the last 2 games. How do you all start to address that?
Well, we've not played good defense, not only in the last 2 games, but we're not doing things very well. We're not tackling some of the fundamentals of defensive football. We're not disengaging from blocks. We're not winning the line of scrimmage. When giving up explosive plays, when opportunities arise, we've had some opportunities to make some plays, and we haven't made them. And the one thing that you have is you have a limited number of players. We have to continue to evaluate that, and we will. We also have to look at things we're doing schematically and what we're asking our players to do.
Coach, you mentioned Thursday's game against the Saints, big rivalry. Falcons tickets are available all over town. People are, selling like hotcakes. Any concern that there might be more Saints fans there?
Absolutely not. Our fans, I think, are the best in the NFL. We've got a great record since we've been here in terms of winning football games. They've been very supportive. I know that they are disappointed and they are discouraged, but there's nobody more disappointed and discouraged than us here in this building on this football team. But they have been very supportive of everything that we do. We certainly hope that they'll be out there supporting us this week. It's a big division game. We need their help and we need their support.
Coach, could you talk about getting the support of the owner, getting the support of Arthur Blank this week?
I appreciate Mr. Blank's comments, Thomas and Rich. But really my focus is on one thing, and that's preparing and having our team ready to play for the play against New Orleans Saints and get a win.
You mentioned the changes on the defense. Corey Peters, I know he's been on the injury report. Was that performance-related or injury-related when he came out in the second half?
Injury-related. Corey has been fighting through, as you know, on our injury report that we give out every day that we're practicing. He's been dealing with a knee. He's missed some time early in the week. We hope that he'll be ready to go on Thursday. But it was not performance related at all. It was injury related. We felt like down in that humidity, it was very humid yesterday in the low 80s, that we needed to make sure that we had a good rotation going with our defensive line.
Coach, last year about this time, the situation was flipped where you guys were down there. They were a team that badly needed a win. What do you remember from that that you guys could possibly use to your advantage on Thursday night?
Well, I know that we don't like them. They don't like us. And I think that's really all that you have to say about the ball game. You know, we want to beat them. They want to beat us. The fans here don't like them. So it should be a fun night on Thursday night, and we need to go out and compete and play the type of football that we know we're capable of playing.
Coach, besides the losses, what has been the most frustrating part for you personally thus far this season?
Well, there's nothing more frustrating than losing. You're judged as a coach and as a team based on your record. I am frustrated that we haven't been able to turn it around. We've had a couple of losing streaks. Historically, we don't lose back-to-back games, and that's something that we've done twice and lost three, and now we've lost four. And we've got to stop that. We've got to change that trend. We've got to be able to handle the momentum swings in football games. And I think that's probably the most frustrating thing, is that we haven't handled the momentum swings the way that we need to. Football is a game of winning the line of scrimmage. It's a game of taking advantage of the momentum, and it's playing with confidence. And right now, I don't believe that we are playing with a whole lot of confidence as a football team, and we need to change that.
Is that a sign of a young team that can't handle those swings?
I think it's a sign of a number of things. One of it is a team that's not being as coached as well as they need to be coached, and I'll take full responsibility for that.
With Zeke, it seems like he's more of a strong type safety, and you had him playing more the free safety spot. How did he do in that?
I thought he did okay in that spot. You know, he's a guy that has a body type more of a strong safety, but has some athleticism, John, to play free safety, and we wanted to get him in there and get some snaps at the free safety position. And I thought he did a pretty good job. Again, it was his first time of playing any significant play time in the regular season.
Coach, what do you say to your fans who at this point don't believe this team can win another game this season?
I don't believe our fans think that. I certainly hope they don't think that. This is a football team that is going to go out and give it their all. They don't quit. They haven't quit. We just haven't executed the way that we need to execute on the field, and we haven't coached the way we need to coach as a coaching staff.
Being on national TV on Thursday, does that give the team some more emphasis to show the world what their Falcons really are?
Anytime you play on national TV, I think it gives you a little more juice because, you know, everybody's watching. It's the only game in town, so to speak. It's an opportunity for our fans and our city to be showcased, and we need to go out there and put out a good performance, put a good performance out on the field.
Coach, thank you.
Yes.
So when you're evaluating these games, Coach, are you evaluating the player performance more closely or scheme and play calls? Which is getting more of your attention at this point when you're looking at these games?
I think that you have to look at all aspects of the game. And first and foremost, it's about the players. You know, players got to make plays when they're put in positions to have an opportunity to make a play. So that's first and foremost. But we're also looking at everything. When you don't have success, you've got to look at everything, and that is coaching, that is scheme, that is play calling. We have to look at it all. Our guys are working extremely well. And again, when we start talking about play calling, there's only one person that's responsible for the play calling, and that is me. And we haven't gotten it done. So thank you.